Hello, it's Ashton Lewis.
And I'm Daphne Lynn.
And you are listening to the
NDE World Podcast.
Welcome to the NDE World Podcast. I am your host, Ashton Lewis. And in the studio with me, my lovely hostess, Miss Daphne Lynn. Hello, Miss Daphne Lynn. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
That's always great to hear.
Yeah. Now, today, we are going to be talking about something that this whole series is about. And it's something that has really destroyed the world as we know it and really still influences the world. And that's that old dreaded ego, you know. So we are on a mission to get our ego under control, all right? Some people talk about ego death, okay? In other words, you just kill the ego off, all right? Some people say, well, you've got to just really get the ego. Yeah, you can kill it off metaphorically, but you still need ego because it is self. It's how you identify as yourself because you still are you, but you've got to realize that you also are one with all, if that makes any sense. So the ego is what gets in the way and creates that illusion of separation and separateness.
Right. You know, and we've said it before on this podcast about the acronym, what ego is, edged God out. We need to put him back in, or put it back in. because we are the divine.
Mm-hmm. Find your higher self. That's what this is all about. You know, finding your greater good. This is not about religion. Everybody's got their own belief system, and we're good with that. This is about enlightenment, okay, and reaching your higher self, what we call universal divine oneness. The acronym is UDO. We call it UDO. So that's what this is about, UDO. And most people refer to that as Christ consciousness.
You know? Most definitely, yeah. And depending on where you are in the world, it would be a different name, you know. Krishna consciousness, I've even heard it. So
mm-hmm. It's the God within.
Being aware of the oneness, the higher consciousness that we can achieve.
Yeah. And keep in mind, it's all about vibrations. Remember, we talked about that. So we've got to keep that in mind. Your objective is to get on a level of life to where you're vibrating at a higher level, you know, all around, spiritually, mentally, physically. You know, you're just, you're vibing, you know, you're working towards that enlightenment, okay? But we'll talk about it. But before we get started, when you get a chance, go check out the website, guys, nde.world, for more information on who we are and what we do. We've got all kind of cool stuff over there. Again, that address is
nde.world.
Awesome. Let's jump right into it, guys. Now, this topic is called ego death, all right? Now, ego death is, number one, just being aware that there is ego involved, okay? And what is ego? It's the illusion, okay, that you are separate from everything and everyone else, okay? Right. It's how you identify with yourself. And typically, ego kind of gets in the way between you and the real you within, the oneness within.
The higher self, that divine that is in every single one of us.
Right. Because when you come into the world, you are formed and conditioned and controlled, starting with your parents. You know, they're gonna feed you their thoughts and their beliefs and things like that. So when you come into the world, you're a clean slate. You know, you got a perfect, beautiful soul, built-in autonomy, ready to come in and rock and roll, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they need guidance. I wouldn't say that today's world is the best in guiding things, but we're learning.
But we're raising the consciousness.
That's right. But the point is, you know, that after a while, this child begins to identify as a self, something separate from everything else. And, you know, and the more it's ingrained through, you know, through family, through the media, through school, through religion, through anything and everything, you know, before you know it, you are something that is not really you, but you think you are you. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but
it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, so that's what we're dealing with, that ego. So when the ego gets in the way, it creates the, it is the illusion of separateness, okay? When the truth is, universal divine oneness means that life is, you know, that's it. Life is. Mm-hmm. Put your two or three exclamation points past that if you want to, but life is, and it's also constant, and it's going, and it's
Always in motion.
Yeah, and there's so much to it, you know, so I don't want to get off on that. But the point is, we've got to get back to the realization that we are all part of this big picture, that we are not separate, okay?
Right.
And that's what it's all about, getting that ego under control. And they refer to it as ego death. Another term, crucifixion.
Yes, okay. Most definitely. We covered that in one of our previous episodes as well when we started this series.
Mm-hmm. And not only crucifixion, but also exorcisms, you know. And that's some serious terms. When you start to get a hold of the ego or get ready to kill the ego or be crucified to be, you know, spiritually enlightened to that next level of enlightenment, you know, it's going to fight back. Okay, so get ready for the fight. It will kick, it will scream. It's, you know, you're killing yourself, you know. And disclaimer, we're not talking about a physical death where you got to get out there and run in front of a truck or something like that, or take your life. That's not what this means. Okay, it means the ego, understanding that the ego, what you identify as, is the self. Okay, the self also relates to the flesh. Okay, and it also relates to the dark side of humanity. We all have a dark side in us. It's what they call the devil or the Satan. That's what's been personified in a lot of religions, okay? The truth is we all have the dark and we all have the light. And in our objective is to strive to be one with the light. That's your highest state of consciousness or higher state of vibration. Mm-hmm. So,
one way to really help with getting the ego in check, affirmations.
Yeah.
Affirmations work great. And, you know, I am divine. I am spiritual. I am
one with one, all.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. One with all. I am that I am.
Yeah. I am.
Start saying these mantras, affirmations about your ego, about yourself. And it just raises that vibration within you.
Right, right.
And helps you check that the darker side of you, of who you identify as, with the story. We let go of the story and become the greater.
Yeah, absolutely. And to go with that thought, you know, you had mentioned the affirmations and the mantras and things like that. These do have their place in this process. Now, so far, if you guys have been listening and tuning in since we started this process and this, you know, this particular episode on the you know, the Universal Divine Oneness,
the series,
you'll understand that there are certain steps, okay, to overcoming the ego and getting back on track with the oneness, okay. And one of those are, number one, you have to have the right mindset, okay. And when you start with mind, that you're going to start with what we call the universal laws. And really, to start, there's a few, well, really all of them. We got to work in harmony with all of them, but there's a few of them that you really just have to really get it in your head to understand that it's really up to you. You know, once you make your mind up, once you understand that, hey, you're the one that's going to be responsible and has to be responsible for this change, no one else is going to do it for you. It starts with the mind. Once the mind is made up, okay, then you have to focus on your diet. Okay, how are you eating? What kind of food are you eating? What are you putting into the body? How much are you putting into the body? What are you doing with the temple, you see? So you have to go through a process of what we call fasting. You start with the fasting, okay, which would be a time with no food, preferably just water, to help the body balance itself out.
Fast, okay? Purge.
Mm-hmm. And then you would start on an all-raw fruit lifestyle, a diet. You eat one or two a day, okay? And what's going to happen is your energy is going to start shooting out of the roof. You're going to literally will start vibrating. Your sleep, let's say, for example, if you currently need 8 hours of sleep, you're probably going to jump down to about 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night you're going to need. So the more your energy is built up, the more spiritual you are, the less sleep you need. So a lot of these masters don't even sleep. Why? Well, they're full of energy. You know, you're vibrating on a whole different vibe, so.
Yeah, you know, with you saying that, it really makes me think about coming into this world, the birth of each individuation of the divine. Why do babies sleep so much? Because taking this form, the denseness of this form, the vibration of this form from our spirit form, which is so much lighter and vibrating higher, mm-hmm. Babies sleep more because it's so hard on their body. They're adjusting to this plane, this reality that we live in. And if you're sleeping a lot, there's something going on internally that's hard on the higher self, that spirit form of you. So you're sleeping more to give yourself a break.
Right.
And we got to, you know, we're old enough and been on this plane long enough that we shouldn't be having to sleep that much.
Right.
You know, whatever's going on with our story, we've got to make those adjustments into letting the ego go. And that's what we're talking about today, is the ego death, how to get all of that in balance,
right,
to where you're vibrating at a higher frequency.
Yes, yes, yes. And just to mention, just this little section along is, you know, we're going to carry this out to, it's going to be many, many, many episodes, just to let you guys know, but just this particular part we're going to be going over, it's going to be a little multi episode.
Maybe two or three.
Two or three, yeah, but we'll see as we move on along. But before I get too sidetracked, okay, and the reason why I said that, because you mentioned the affirmations earlier, but you got to understand where everything falls into place. Okay, once you got your mindset, like I mentioned earlier, you got your food, you're eating right. Okay, now you're starting to vibe at a whole different vibration. You see, your mind's going to be clearer, going to be sharper, more energy. You know, the more physical exercise you can throw in, I'm not saying, hey, go to the gym, start lifting weights, but go out and walk around out in nature. I mean, there's things you can do to be out moving the body. You know, get as much sun as you can. Sun is really good for the body. Get out and get as much air as you can, fresh air. Get out in nature as much as you can. Ground as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is all part of working on this ego. Now, when you start getting into the actual meditations, okay, man, we talked about that. All right? So once your body is got all of the garbage out of it, you're vibrating. You are in a high spiritual state already as it is. When you go into true meditation, guess what? These are the people that can almost instantly, you go off into another world, literally. You know, you can actually, you know, astral project, or you can go into that spiritual world and you can literally hang out with, you know, the higher source and so many other things, you know. So it's very, very powerful when you really understand how all this works.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the affirmations come in. So remember, we had give you some examples of meditations. Get in comfortable position, you know, focus on the breathing, relax, take your deep breaths, and, you know, let the monkey mind calm down. And once you are into that altered state and your body's relaxed, your mind's relaxed, this is the time to go ahead and start easing in those mantras, easing in those affirmations, because your mind is in a subjective state right now. It's hypnosis, guys. Meditation, it's the same thing. We call it something different. It is the same thing whether you do it to yourself, somebody does it to you, whether you have any kind of experience. All you're doing is working on altering your spirit and your mind, and you are deliberately doing it instead of letting life itself and everyday things in the world do it for you.
So in saying this, I mean, we really have to remember that we are creators.
Mm-hmm.
We create our worlds, our realities.
Right. And all you have to do is get back into a peaceful, clear state of mind where you're back with you, okay? And then you can create your world from there. You see, once you're in that altered state, you program the mind. Once the mind is programmed, it brings everything into fruition. You see, it's once you get it, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you do have to work at it, you know? So that's where the actual affirmations come in. You know, some people just walk around saying them all. I mean, you can. Some people put it on their phones, you know. So whatever works, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on post-it notes around the house.
I've done all of that. You know, literally, like, when I first started getting into this, I'm like, I really needed the help. So I downloaded app after app. You know, there's all kind of apps out there for affirmations and mantras and just really helping you to get to the more positive instead of the negative, because the negative is out there and it's full force. You know, we've got to work at being on the higher vibration.
That's right. And that's what it's all about. Let's jump into this. Ego death. You find yourself yearning for the deeper truth beyond this physical realm. Are you deeply in agony, pain, or even suicidal? Because something in your life situation is falling apart and don't know what to do and totally confused? Maybe you've lost a loved one, going through a breakup with someone, going through turmoil, illness, or some personal crisis of some sort, or anything. Do you find yourself questioning reality about who you are and the point of life? Are you searching endlessly everywhere for answers to find out what you were going through and why? Because right now, you might be experiencing total meaninglessness and a loss of purpose in your life. And you are wondering, why is this happening to you? Well, if this is you, then I can say to you, you might be going through something beyond explanation, which I would call an ego death. Don't worry, I'm going to explain what an ego death is and why it happens to people, so that you can know if you are going through it or not. Because there is a possibility that some of you are currently experiencing it. Now, before I get into the real topic, this is going to resonate with two groups of people. All right. The first group of people are those who are already in their spiritual journey and want to further their progress. The second group of people are those who are just trying to find answers on what they are currently experiencing. In this case, you wanting to know what's happening in you, then this is for you as well. The ones who are new to this journey, what you are going through right now is triggering an inner transformation called the spiritual awakening. That means that you are here because this is just the beginning of your true spiritual awakening, and the cause of that awakening is the death of your ego. So what is ego death? Ego death is a term that originated a long, long time ago in ancient traditional spiritualism, used to describe the collapse of the conceptual made mind self, which you would call the ego, the personality, or the separate self, so that a rebirth can happen. The Bible calls this born again. This is the death of the false self, so that the true self can be born. In the New Age movement, ego death is now called the dark night of the soul. The concept of the dark night of the soul was coined in a poem by St. John of the Cross, a 16th century Spanish mystic and poet. Ego death and dark night of the soul are terms used to describe the death of the ego, so that a true spiritual awakening can happen. Do not be confused about these terms. They point out the exact same thing. If you want to use dark night of the soul, go for it. But in this lesson, we will call it ego death for more clarity and understanding, since it is the term that makes the most sense. Daphne?
Okay, so I remember going through my own spiritual awakening. I was going through that, oh, what is my purpose? What's going on here? And really fine-tuning what my beliefs were, where I was going in all areas of my life, and just reflecting and turning within to do that. It wasn't something external that was going to bring me the peace and joy and sense of purpose that I was searching for. It's nothing external. It all comes from within. And that's why we have to stop identifying with the avatar, that this story, this lifetime that we've lived is who we are. It is not. We are the higher self of this physical being playing so many times. So many people call this, you know, storybook here. It's a movie. It's a film. It's all an illusion, a play, whatever you want to call it. Having an ego death, it is something that is gradual. It's not something that's going to happen like bam, instantly.
No. It takes time.
Yeah, it
takes time. Like it brought out earlier, you know, things can happen in our lives. You know, you can lose a loved one, and that'll hit your ego. It will make you start questioning, you know, things, and it'll start humbling you. Hopefully, sometimes people may go in the reverse direction, but you know, life has ways of bringing to you that kind of that you know would get that ego on track to find back to your spiritual self as well.
Exactly right. You know, and I like the way that this has brought it out. under this subheading, what is ego death? You know, this is a term that originated many eons ago in ancient traditional spiritism.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is not new age stuff. I mean, this is all history resurfacing.
That's right.
And people are calling it new age hoodoo or whatever some people want
right.
to call it.
Yeah.
This is ancient history coming back up.
Correct.
Everything is in cycles.
Yep.
Because we're learning, we're growing here. So it's just being brought forth in today's terms with new terms. Like, I never heard of Dark Night of the Soul. I didn't know what that was, but I knew what ego death was.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was even new to me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I'm familiar with the term, the Dark Night of the Soul. And I kind of knew that they were the same thing, but I never really like put the two together until like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But it seems to me you hear a lot more of the term Dark Night of the Soul these days, more than you do, or more than you did, you know, say just even 10 years ago, 5 or 10 years ago. I mean, it's really, I think the internet helped out a lot with that, but mm-hmm. I see the term a lot. I hear it a lot. You see it in videos,
right.
You hear people talk about it. And, you know, so no matter what you call it, like I said, you can call it that, you know, the Dark Night of the Soul. We're going to call it the ego death. But the point is, you've got to be aware, put that power of awareness into play, and be aware that you have an ego or that you are filtering through an ego, and you have to get that in balance. That's
right.
The main thing. Yeah.
And it's really a spiritual awakening. You know, it makes you really reflect and go within, and it's like, oh, wow. You know, it's just that awakening process that just raises your frequency, your vibration.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And that's the objective. Now, this gets really good. It gets really good. Listen to this. It says that the ego, as we know, is this part of us that defines us throughout our lives. The ego that a lot of people identify with as a mode of living is going through a massive breakdown. And let me tell you that this is not a smooth experience, but a completely shattering experience beyond imagination. Nothing real has died. There's only the user identity.
Mm.
Like it's your ego. It's your identity. If you want to know how it is like to go through an ego death experience, it's something that you don't want to wish for because it's extremely painful and suicidal. Okay, that's why you have to go through it with a master, and we'll cover that later. It's nothing to play with. It's very serious. For the first time in your life, you are losing the one you thought you were. During this process of ego death, you feel this deep sense of meaninglessness and loss of purpose to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You look around you. Life is completely meaningless with no point in living. You don't know who you are anymore, and you are filled with this sense of emptiness. Of course, that's a figure of speech when I say life is meaningless. What's going on here is life is not actually losing a meaning because you are life itself.
Mm-hmm.
What's actually losing a meaning is the perceived life that the mind or your ego has constructed or given a significant meaning during its course. I'm talking about all of your beliefs, your name even. What is considered important, not important, your perceptions, where you're going, where you've been, your achievements, your history that a lot of people call, quote unquote, my life. Normally, it's called me and my life. These are the things that you had built up during your life course and identified as you. That's what is losing a meaning, not your life, because life is what you already are at this present moment.
The eternal moment of now.
That's right.
And we are always, always, always defining and redefining who we are as individuations of the great all that is.
And everything only takes place in the now. Now is the only thing that exists. It's the only thing that's real.
Mm-hmm, the ever now moment.
Mm-hmm. The eternal now, yeah. So it says here that by nature, every death is painful, okay? And when things die, it hurts. It makes sense that when your ego is dying, that it feels horrible and painful. not knowing what is happening to you, the experience may seem negative on the outside, but what is secretly going on is that this is just discarding the one you are not, okay? The ego. The reason why this process is painful is that the ego does not like dying, and it will do all it can to survive, even if it means making your life miserable, as long as it has power and control over you. Keep in mind, this is what we call the devil inside.
Mm-hmm.
Its ego feeds off of the dark side and the flesh. Then you are in its grip. The ego death is not happening to you, it's happening for you. If you are going through it, I say to you, congratulations. And this is the beginning of your true freedom and liberation. You're going to look back one day that the ego death experience was a blessing in disguise, and you will thank it one day, believe me.
Most definitely, I totally agree with this. I mean, I remember my spiritual awakening, and it's just like I was commenting on earlier, it's like I had so many questions and searching, and that true sense and peace of and love and joy, that higher frequency and vibration did not come until I started reflecting and going within.
Yeah, and
defining
it's an ongoing
that
thing.
I'm not
you don't
this
have,
physical.
Yeah. And you don't have an awakening, you know. Life is an awakening. Awakening is an ongoing thing.
Right.
You see, a lot of people say, well, I'm awakened. No, you're not. You know, we're near what you need to be. You know? And anytime somebody's got to tell you what level they are or what they've done and this and that, they're speaking from ego. I mean, really, that's the truth. You know? If you're at a certain level, guess what? You don't have to say nothing. You just got to be. You know? So the point is, it's something that, you know, everybody's going to have to work on. And awakening is ongoing. It's not you wake up one day, hey, yeah, guess what? Oh, I'm one now with everything. Oh, really? Yeah, you're right. Act like it.
Right.
Live like it. Walk the walk. You know, don't just sit back and talk and let everybody else do everything. So.
Right. You know, and I like the way this paragraph really brought it out. It says, the ego death is not happening to you. It's happening for you.
Mm.
For your greater good.
Yeah. And like I said, the stories I've read, there's a reason why they call it exorcism or crucifixion, because it's and not everybody can go through it. Everybody has the potential, but just from what I'm understanding, it takes most people many lifetimes just to actually want to go through this actual, because you're going to have to, it's not just an intellectual just knowing in your head and just reading stuff and I'm getting better and just, no, that's the ego. You know, enlightenment is, you'll know, but you have to be living a life. You know, you got to get to the point where you are very disciplined about what goes in your mouth. You'll be disciplined about what goes into your head, your eyes. You'll be disciplined about every single thing that you do. And as you become more in, you know, towards that enlightenment, you know, life's going to bring you the teachers that you need until you get to where you need to go to that level.
Exactly.
Unless, you know, a lot of cases, that's one of the thing about the NDEers. A lot of your NDEers will have these experiences and will actually, it really has an ego death effect on them. They come back with that sense of oneness, with that sense of that, you know, we all are part of that one, you know. So that's just an example that popped up.
That is exactly where I was going with this.
I guess I picked up on your vibe.
Yeah, because literally, I mean, we've had multiple guests on that says, you know, you have to be very aware of what you consume. And not just in what you're putting into your mouth, but
Everything. Every
aspect of your life. You have to be careful what you consume.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, the NDEers, they've been on the other side of what we call life and death on the other realm, and come back to know that things are not as we perceive it here.
That's awesome, yeah.
And are sharing this information with others to help raise the consciousness about what life is, what's really going on. And I love that there's so many examples and experiences out there for us to grow and learn from. to help us in our awakening if we're in the baby steps of this.
Oh, yeah. And you can learn, guys, if you were sincere, and you are, you know, even if you listen to this podcast, you're sincere. But the point is, you know, it's life, universe, God, whatever you want to call it, will bring you what you need to grow.
You're bringing it to yourself. You're creating it. Your higher self, your subconscious is bringing it to you.
Correct. That's right. But you have to get clear on what you want. You know, and it's that simple. And that's for every one of us. Every single human has Christ within.
And that's the problem. Many are just not sure of what they want in life and just floating by the seat of their pants through life.
Yeah, and plus, not to mention, like, the religious institutions and doctrines and stuff that's really influenced
that creates most of the world. A victimized mindset when there's no real victims in life. We are life, experiencing life itself.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a victim of life. We are life.
Right, right. And you're not a sinner. Get out of that mindset. Once you understand you're God, then you'll act like God.
That's
if you're
just
programmed and your identity is sinner, guess what? You're going to keep sinning because you're believing that some external, something way out there is going to save you when it's not. It's not what the masters taught. You know, they taught everything is within.
Right.
And this is proven with even modern technology, and it's something all the ancients taught.
Yeah.
Now, let's go on. It says, now, what triggers ego death?
Now, many different things.
What triggers an ego death are the outside life circumstances, which I like to call life crisis or external events. There can be so many things that trigger your ego death experience, but the majority of people's ego death is triggered by the breakdown of their life situation or circumstances. In some spiritual traditions, people practice or try to recreate the ego death consciously without any outside triggers so that they can experience a spiritual awakening. They do that by consciously torturing themselves, by shutting themselves inside a dark room for days, or getting inside a coffin for days. I don't personally recommend doing that because it may not work and will backfire. Just let this whole thing happen organically and naturally,
mm-hmm.
and let the universe do its job. Don't force or try to recreate the ego death experience in order for you to attain a spiritual awakening. Let it happen by its own time when you are ready. Back to the original point. Those life circumstances are acting as the catalyst to kickstart your spiritual awakening process, which starts very, very painfully. Here are the following examples of outside triggers that cause an ego death experience. Number one, losing a loved one. Now, anyone out there who has had the experience of the illusion of losing a loved one, a lot of us have, this definitely punches below the belt. And there's a reason I'm sure why it's number one, you know, because it hits the hardest. When you experience the loss, you know, that makes you realize, whoa, okay, huh, now what? You know, so it's one of the natural things that, you know, life or the universe will bring to you that will probably put you on a higher spiritual level towards your, you know, towards that path.
Right. And I've in the Conversations book, it actually talks about if you are directly affected by the illusion of loss of a loved one or someone you care about, it is for a lesson, for soul growth,
for you.
Something for you.
Yep, you, not them.
To grow from. It's not to beat you down. It's not to say, why is this happening to me? It is to help you grow. And that's where we have to look at both sides of the coin and flip that coin around when we're looking at it from the opposite side.
More negative,
flip it around and see the positive. How can I grow from this?
Very well said. Number two, turmoil, illness. Okay, look around. How many people are battling different types of illnesses and diseases and bodies breaking down and falling apart and just age itself or just, you know, things they've experienced throughout their life, just really rough, hard-working lives, maybe accidents throughout their lives or, you know, dealing with that or just all the disease that's out there and the pain and the suffering from that, you know. A lot of time, if a person is dying or has a really serious, you know, disease, knowing they're going to die, well, guess what? This has an effect on the ego. You know, it's one of those reality checks. And I think that's what a lot of this is about. You know, when you get slapped in the face with a reality check and it makes you realize, like, hey, you know, you're only going to be here in this realm, the physical part, for so long, then you come back and you're going to keep coming to something else to keep on growing, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. And it's, we got to look at this word disease. Mm-hmm. Break it down. Dis-ease mm-hmm. within the physical. Yeah. You're not
at ease and peace and smooth and rolling. Yeah.
So that's what creates our diseases, because we're doing something to ourselves.
Yep. Yep. Very good. Very good. So keep that in mind. People who are sick, you know, that will give them a perspective, or some, and like the first one, you're losing someone. What about losing someone to an illness or something? So it's all, you know, it's all going to affect you. Trust me, it will. Number three, losing everything on the outside. Okay, that's the material world. You have the illusion that, you know, I don't know any examples off the top of my head. Say, for example, a storm come through, or tornadoes or something come in and totally destroy everything that you own. All you have is you, the clothes on your back, and your family. Well, thank God. Thank goodness you've got that. You know, you have to start over. But the point is, a lot of time in these situations, you know, losing everything that you've got will bring you, it'll humble you. It'll bring you to an actual, you know, it'll get that ego, because the ego is more of the cockiness. It's more of the pride. It's more of the, hey, I've got this, or I'm better than you. Well, guess what? No. Life's going to come in and slap you right back down to let you know where you really need to fit in this perspective, you know?
Right. And I've got to say this one. The next one on this list is meeting your twin flame.
Yeah, take that one.
Meeting someone that has a contract with your soul group about you. This is somebody that comes into your life and just helps awaken and stir something within you that you have been needing and missing your whole life. Some of us call it soulmates. You know, it's that twin flame. It's just having come across that person finally in your life that has brought out the best in you and and just really helped you to grow and mature in all areas of your life.
Right, right. And iron sharpens iron. You know, there's exactly. A twin flame is you feed each other. That's how it works, you know. And you're feeding spiritually. You're growing spiritually. So five, abuse. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of abusive people in the world, and there's those who are abused. And, you know, the ones who are getting abused, it really puts them in a perspective, you know, and I hate that anybody has to go through that, but people are having to go through these for whatever reason. I don't know. Right. Bigger than my reasoning.
And
but,
abuse comes in all forms. We know that.
Yeah.
Mental abuse is worse than physical abuse any day, because that is scarring to the soul.
Soul and spirit.
You know, that's something you don't get over. The physical from physical abuse heals.
Yeah.
But that mental is so much worse.
Yeah. Number six is the last one. It says any type of personal crisis, you know. So anytime we go through hard times, guys, it's for a reason. It's for our spiritual growth, you know. And if you can look at it like that and say, oh, why is this happening to me? Or, oh, this is happening, that's happening. And say, like, oh, wow, okay, I got this. Okay, this. So what does this mean? You know, how can I learn from this? What do we need to do?
How can I grow from this? What's the lesson in this?
What's the lesson? Good questions. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And it goes on to say that these types of triggers will depend on the type of egoic attachments that you have in your life. In other words, your ego death will actually depend on the type of identification that you have on a particular form, which I would call outside validations and expectations, something that you depend on for fulfillment. For example, if you are attached to people, you believe that people are here to fulfill you or make you happy, then your ego death will be triggered by losing those people. And this will manifest as losing a loved one. The type of identification you have on a particular form will determine the type of ego death that you will experience. For some people, they could go through more than one ego death. For example, you can lose a loved one, then followed by having an illness as part of your ego death process. For me personally, The first ego death was triggered by meeting my twin flame, and I went through this painful breakdown accompanied by extreme rumination about this person. I didn't know why I was always constantly ruminating about this person, a person that I met just 4 weeks prior. And for some reason, I was desperately clinging to the person whom I have known for just 4 weeks. A year later, I found myself being abused, used by my toxic family members. And this also triggered another ego death experience, which lasted for another couple of months. Don't beat yourself up, guys. You can go through more than one ego death if the soul wants it to be that way. This depends on the amount of conditioning you have accumulated in your past or during the course of your life. As I have said before, this experience is the most shattering moment you could ever imagine and can place you into a suicidal state. I don't have proper words to describe this, but it's the most painful experience beyond explanation. If someone is claiming that they have gone through the ego death experience, probably because they are going through some form of a normal depression state or a normal crisis, let me tell you right now that it's not an ego death. Real ego death cannot be mistaken. It is not something to joke around with. You are going to know at the moment it hits you. This is no different from what Jim Carrey, Rupert Spira, Alan Watts, Ram Dass, or any other yogi master have gone through. To know that you are experiencing ego death is to simply observe your life situation. If your life situation is falling apart, and when I mean falling apart, I mean a serious breakdown regarding your life circumstances, the moment you start asking questions about who am I, what's the point of living anyway, or why am I here, or it could be just saying to yourself, quote unquote, I can't live with myself anymore. These thoughts are triggered because everything in your life situation is losing a meaning and a purpose. This breakdown of your life situation is often accompanied by extreme emotional and mental breakdown, which you cannot help yourself but to be forced to surrender to it. You will not have any other choice but to surrender to the experience fully without resistance. In other words, ego death is just your forced spiritual awakening happening. Life is forcing you to find your true essence through pain and darkness, whether you like it or not.
That's pretty profound, too.
A lot of truth in that. It's all truth. Yeah,
it really is. It really is. You know, and the things that we go through are really to help us awaken and to let go of the ego.
Yeah, yeah. And looking back, you know, I look at a lot of experience in my life, you know, losing friends, losing loved ones and things like that. And absolutely, I can see pivotal changes in certain areas, certain members mm-hmm. or whatever in my life that had really took me to a whole different spiritual path, you know.
Yes.
That old expression, hindsight's 20/20, you know.
Right.
Looking back, I can understand, you know, and what that means is it's life's going to do what it's going to do to put you on your path. You know, when you're ready, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a choice.
Right. And, you know, I'm going to say this. I mean, I see just in the people that I know, I see ego deaths happening to them, and they may not even be aware of the process.
Yeah, yeah.
What level of spirituality and awakening is each individual, but I see it happening to people I know what's going on, but they may not. You know, it's going to be up to that individual to dig deeper and go within to say, oh, this is what's going on.
Right. And you know what the biggest challenge is? You're going to have to go through their ego to get to them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so now the symptoms that you experience during ego death can and will vary from person to person. You know, that's like when we hear different near-death experiences that, you know, it's all varied, you know, per individual. So the same with these ego
right.
deaths, you know, it's going to vary. Your symptoms are going to vary, you know, but here are your common ones. Number one, suicidal depression. When I say suicidal depression, I'm not talking about just the, you know, any old type of depression that normal people go through. Now, this is a suicidal depression beyond explanation. Number two, extreme rumination or excessive compulsive thinking. Now, before we go further, I know we mentioned that word rumination earlier, and I forgot to mention what that actually means. To be quite honest, I didn't know what it means. So I looked it up on ChatGPT. Now, this is what rumination is, and it would make more sense here when I explain it to you. Rumination is the process of continuously thinking about the same thoughts, often focusing on negative experiences, emotions, or problems. It's a repetitive and passive form of thinking that can prevent individuals from moving forward or finding solutions as they become stuck in a loop of worry or self-reflection. Rumination is often associated with anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues, as it can exacerbate feelings of sadness, stress, and hopelessness. So, now that's what that is, extreme rumination. In other words, you're just sitting there thinking and dwelling on negative stuff over and over and over and over. Yeah, it's definitely going to affect you. It says that you may find yourself completely losing it, feeling like you are going crazy because the ego is dying and doing its best to maintain power and control over you. That's the devil. People around you may also think that you were going crazy, but in a true sense, you're not. Some people may think that you have paranoia. Number three, physical pain, including illnesses. You may also find yourself getting unexplainable headaches, heart palpitations, and many other things. Number four, sleepless nights. Miss Daphne?
I'm going to say this just in my own experience. It brings out about loss of a loved one, and sicknesses go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when my son transitioned. Mm-hmm. Within a week of that, I had to have a major surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, really thinking about, reflecting back on my own life, that, you know, that was another step in my awakening.
And look at the level
where I'm at now as compared to where I was then.
Yeah. So that was an ego death experience.
Yes.
You know? Mm. And as we go through life, these things, you know, it gets us closer to that spiritual oneness, mm-hmm. you know? So also says that you may find it hard to sleep at all. Ego death experiences can be emotionally and psychologically intense. The process of confronting and transcending the self can trigger a range of emotions, from euphoria to anxiety. These heightened emotional states may make it difficult for individuals to relax and fall asleep. Number five, a sense of disintegration. Some individuals may feel as though they are falling apart or disintegrating. This sensation can be frightening and may contribute to feelings of vulnerability.
That what is happening to me since, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Number six, loss of control. The feeling of losing control over one's thoughts, emotions, and perceptions can be distressing for some individuals, especially if they are not accustomed to such experiences. Number seven, a sense of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the potential for a feeling of oneness with the universe, some individuals may paradoxically experience a sense of profound isolation during ego death. The reason why you are experiencing the symptoms is that there is a metaphysical activation happening, and you are going through an increase in consciousness. Consciousness is waking up from the dream. If you don't want to use the term metaphysical, you can use the term astral body.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. The astral body is the part of you made up of thoughts, emotions, chakras, and other metaphysical components.
The spiritual you.
The spiritual you. Mm-hmm. During your ego death, your astral body is activated because consciousness wants to shine brighter. And this process disturbs the entire system. The ego, by nature, does not like to be found out because it wants to remain in control.
Mm-hmm.
The moment it is found out, the ego is going to be triggered or exposed, and it does not like that thing, and that's ego death. By spiritual awakening, the most accurate answer to this question will be your spiritual awakening. You are going through an ego death so that you can remember who you truly are. You forgot who you are. You have believed that you were your ego, the personality.
The story.
Mm-hmm. Having an ego death is a reminder that you have to go within.
Mm-hmm.
Something greater within you wants to be born, and the ego is blocking that light to shine brighter. It is a tool used to initiate your awakening process. The spiritual awakening is not only for the individual, but it also contributes to the overall spiritual awakening happening on this planet. That's that group consciousness.
Collective, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we are the individuations of the divine, but also we are a collective. We are the human race.
Mm-hmm.
So we operate as both.
Yeah.
And both are growing.
And not just humans, really life on Earth, period. Really all of us, you know.
True,
really,
yeah. You know, you're very true, yes.
But
yes,
you're,
yes.
You know, you as well with the you know, humans, but definitely really all
of us. Well, I think nature more itself knows where and what it is.
Humans are more than self-balanced.
Exactly. Yeah. We are the only ones on this planet that
don't live in harmony with the laws.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. The universal laws, guys, and I'm not talking about man-made laws, like don't do
yes,
60
yes.
miles per hour in a 30 or whatever. But all right, let's move on along here.
Yeah, yeah.
To get through the ego death is to fully surrender to it completely without resistance, because that's the only way out. Yes. It's true that as time goes by, the ego death will fleet away on its own, even if you still resist it. What I advise people on this journey is to practice surrender in their everyday life. And in that way, you will speed up the process rather than just waiting for it to go away on its own. The more you surrender, the better. The harder you resist, the more it does.
Oh my gosh. This is just bringing out for me... In my meditations, I've watched several videos on, you know, getting the best out of your meditations. And that surrender is brought up in many of those where you really just surrender to your higher self, to the divine that is you. And so many of us don't want to give up that illusion of control.
It's illusion. I like how you said that.
Yeah, because when you surrender, you're giving it all up. And that is what we have to do to our higher self if we're wanting to grow.
Mm-hmm. Get you thinking.
It sure will.
It's true, though. It's true. I like how you said that. Navigating an ego death experience can be challenging, as it often involves a profound shift in consciousness and a temporary disillusion of the self.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that ego death is a process,
mm-hmm.
and resistance can intensify the discomfort. Surrender to the flow of the experience, allowing it to unfold without fighting against it. Embrace the uncomfortability. Pain and discomfort are often part of the process. Embrace these feelings, acknowledging that growth often comes from facing the difficult aspects of ourselves, the ego, that dark side. Another thing you could do is to be kind to yourself during this challenging time. Understand that undergoing ego death is a courageous journey, and it's okay to feel vulnerable. Don't go through it alone. Reach out to friends, family, or a professional who can provide a listening ear or guidance during this transformative period. Remember, the painful nature of ego death is part of a broader journey towards self-discovery and personal growth. By navigating it consciously and with support, you can emerge from the dark night of the soul stronger and more in tune with your authentic self.
Hmm.
Yep.
And so that's what it's about. It's just really being attuned to your higher self.
Yeah.
Listening to what comes from within. And so many religions out there teach opposite of this. Don't listen to this. T- to your heart. Don't follow your heart because it's treacherous. Well, no, it's not. It's your internal compass.
Yeah,
we have our own navigational system built within that we are supposed to follow.
Yeah.
Man, that brings awakening and growth
to your higher self or your
authentic self.
Authentic self. Yeah. Yeah. So let's go ahead and wrap up on that today, and tomorrow we'll pick up on some more of this information, you know, pertaining to this subject.
How to continue to dissolve the ego.
Yeah, and there's going to be different spiritual things you're going to have to incorporate on, you know, different laws and things like that. But, you know, there's like humility, compassion. There's going to be things that you're going to have to start putting into practice as well that, you know, that goes with all this other stuff that we're learning to work on, you know, being that higher version of you, for lack of words.
Right. You know, and when we go through things in our life, I mean, if you're not aware of the spiritual awakening that's going on in most people's lives, you're going to be saying to yourself, what's going on with me? You're going to be thinking you're crazy. And that's where some people get stuck at.
Uh-huh.
Because they're not going within. They've adopted the victim mindset. Why is this happening to me? When you can look, change, flip that, turn that coin, turn that page of the book, whatever analogy or metaphor you want to use, and step out of that. You know, why is this happening? Or what lesson is there in this for me?
Right.
How can I grow from this?
That's it.
What is the lesson that I can learn from what I'm experiencing?
Yeah. Absolutely. I like how you said that, and it's true, guys. It's and like I said earlier, or like we always say, it really starts with you. I mean, you have to start somewhere. You know,
right.
The listener, everybody, you know, all of us. You got to start.
Right. Exactly. I mean, we have what we say we have because we are those creators. We are that extension of the divine, and so many people that I personally know thrive on the drama. They live in drama and
feeding off that negative
and
vibe,
the negative
low energy.
And it's like I try to be as positive and helpful to these people as possible to help them in their awakening process, because I see that they are going through this process, but they are not aware of it and not even grasping a lot of what I'm saying, because it's so deep.
Different level of vibration.
Exactly. You really have to, those little nudges, those little nuggets here and there, something eventually will take. That's what's called planting seeds, if you want to say that.
Yeah.
But plant those seeds to those around you, that people you know are going through some stuff. If you're on the path of your awakening, you've had your ego death, still going through your ego death, and you see this going on with people around you, as much as possible, but without interfering, because you'd be messing with the law of non-interference. You know, give those little words of advice, but don't make it a direct attack on anyone.
Oh, baby, you can't tell an enlightened soul what to do. That enlightened soul, they're already going to be on a level of vibration and comprehension that's not even in their thoughts or in their, you know. They're here to enlighten others, to encourage them, to build them up spiritually. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's your mission. It's not to say, okay, we're all enlightened. That's it. Let's go party. No.
No, exactly. It's an ongoing sharing process.
Correct,
exactly.
Yeah. You have to find the higher or the highest good in yourself, what we call that Christ consciousness.
To help bring that out in others.
Correct. And once you are enlightened, guess what? You pass the torch. That's what it's about.
Continue passing it. Yes.
Yeah. So you naturally want to help others and be there for them. So.
Yes, most definitely.
Perfect. Well, we'll pick up on this on the next episode. That sounds good.
Yeah,
any final words?
Continues on. No, that was my final words for the day. Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right, guys. Well, we thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, don't forget to go to the website, nde.world, and click on that Facebook group and button we got on there as well, and join us on Facebook, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you guys have or just interact with y'all. And,
yeah, that's what it's for, is that communal, I mean, all want to share and experience life together, because we are a community. We are a collective. We are here for each other, and that's why we created the group, for those of us that are stepping into our awakening, just learning, wanting to know more. It resonates something about this. You know, that's what the group is for.
Yep.
You know, reach out to us, comment. You know, that's what the group is for.
Very good, very good. So again, that is nde.world. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. We appreciate you all, and love you all so much, and may peace be with you all. Until next time.
Y'all let your light shine.
Hello, you beautiful souls. Don't forget to visit the website, nde.world. That is?
nde.world.